A common scene in Tel Aviv on a Saturday night. Scuffles between anti-government demonstrators and police as the war in Gaza continues to rage on. As they continue to block one of the city's main roads, police later pick them up, pushing them to the floor and forcing them off the road as they urge the Israeli government to sign a peace deal with Hamas.
Six soldiers were killed in Gaza this week alone. Nearly every day, more names of fallen victims are released. How much more blood will be spilt for Netanyahu's personal interests?
I hope, I really truly hope that President Trump will have an influence on our Prime Minister. And I hope really that he can bring this war to an end.
Before that, hundreds of Israelis chanted slogans and beat drums, calling Benjamin Netanyahu a weak leader and urging him to bring the remaining Israeli hostages in Gaza home safely, with a small fire even breaking out on the road. At a smaller protest in the city, ambassadors from Britain and Germany called on Netanyahu to get an agreement over the line, as ceasefire talks show signs of progression.
We know that the only way to bring all the hostages home is through negotiations. Therefore, I call on those involved in the negotiations now to do the extra leg that is required to reach a deal.
And that ceasefire might not be far away, with the Israeli Prime Minister sending the director of the country's foreign intelligence agency, Mossad, to negotiations in Qatar. It's not immediately clear when David Barnier will arrive in Doha, but it does suggest that talks are progressing towards an agreement. Just one ceasefire has been achieved in the past 15 months, and the pressure is intense to get a deal done before Donald Trump retakes the Oval Office on January the 20th.